friend and he was dying. I had this friend and he was dying. He had cancer real bad. He was probably gonna die that year. I had this friend and he was dying. I had this friend and he was dying. He had cancer real bad. And he was probably gonna die that year. And all that year when he looked at you, he really looked at you. When he said, "It's good to see you," he really meant it. He meant it was good for him to see you. And all that year when he talked to you, he really talked to you. When he asked you, "How you doing?" he really meant it. He really meant, "How are you doing?" It was beautiful. It was beautiful. It was kind of beautiful. So beautiful. Of course he wasn't like that all the time. He was tired, he was sick, he was scared of dying. Sometimes he got so overwhelmed he didn't want to talk to anyone. But most of the time there was this thing with him. He was all dialed in, and when you were with him, the light of who he was, it shined out of his eyes. He was beautiful. My friend was beautiful. He was beautiful. So beautiful. Well, wouldn't you know it, he got better. They gave him surgery, they gave him chemo, and somehow he got through all that and he crawled back into his life. A couple of years later, we were having coffee, talking about how he was that year, and I wanted to ask, but I didn't know how. So I said, "Can I ask you?" And he said, "Do I miss it?" "Yeah, sure. Yeah, I guess I miss it. I mean, I don't want to be dying again or nothing, but yeah, I mean, all that year, I lived the way that we say we always want to live. None of the little stuff mattered, and the love that only comes in flashes, to me, that love was real all the time. And now that I'm not dying, the little stuff matters again, and the love only comes in flashes. I mean, I know, technically I am still dying. Technically you are dying too, but that's not the same thing now, is it? I mean, I guess that maybe the thing here is that unless you're really dying, love only comes in flashes." Wasn't a lot to say after that. We finished our coffee. I got into my car. He got into his car. We drove back into our lives. This was a couple of years ago now. He's still doing pretty good. There is no point to this story. Except you are beautiful, and I am beautiful, and we are beautiful. We are so beautiful. We are beautiful. We don't know it, but we're beautiful. We can't know it, but we are beautiful. And it's true, and it's true, and it feels like, oh.
Work. God damn, I am such a jerk. I can't thought that you're all fake. And you should have seen the look on your face. And I guess that's what it takes when comparing your belly aches. And it's been a long time, which agrees with this watch of mine. And I know that I miss you, and I'm sorry if I dissed you. Eating snowflakes and plastic forks and a paper plate, of course. You're in love with a long divorce and a couple of kids, of course they don't. Living trailers with no class. Goddamn, I hope I can pass high school. Taking hardy but hard work. Goddamn, I am such a jerk. I shout that you're all fake. And you should have seen the look on your face. And I guess that's what it takes when comparing your belly aches. And it's been a long time, which agrees with this watch of mine. And I guess that I miss you, and I'm sorry if I dissed you.
Lessig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web.
How many boys are crazy? How many boys are ready? How many saw a roar?
Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
Speak. Would you lift a veil? until everyone believes. Leave it to me.
Line of shit. She made a big mistake by leaving me home. I had to roam, so I picked up the phone. Got Ollie up to see what was going down. Told him I'd pick him up so we could drive around. Took the Dodge Dart, a 74. My mother left the yard, but I needed one more. Shahid had me covered with 100 greenbacks. So we left Brooklyn and we made big tracks. Drove down the belt, got on the conduit. Came to a toll, we paid and went through it. Had no destination, we was on a quest. Ollie laid in the back so he can get rest. Drove down the road for 2 days and a half. The sun had just risen on a dusty path. Just then a figure had caught my eye. A mirror for Sombrero who was 4 feet high. I pulled over to ask where he was at. His index finger, he tipped off his hat. El Segundo, he said, my name is Pedro. If you need directions, I'll tell you pronto. Need a civilization, some sort of reservation. He said a mile south, there's a fast food station. Thanks to y'all as I started the motor. Ali said,
damn, Tiff, what did you drive so far for?
Well, describe to me what the wallet looks like.
Anyway, a gas station we passed. We got gas. and went on to get grub. It was a nice little pump in the middle of nowhere. Anywhere would have been better. I ordered enchiladas and I ate them. Ali had the fruit punch. When we finished, we thought for ways to get back. I had a hunch. Ali said, pay for lunch. So I did it. Pulled out the wallet and I saw this wicked, beautiful lady. She was a waitress there. Put the wallet down and stared and stared to put me back into reality. Here's Shahid.
Yo, Tip Man, you got what you need?
I checked for keys and started to step. What do you know? My wallet, I forget. Yo, it was a brown wallet. Had props numbers. Had my Jimmy hats. I gotta get it, man. Lord have mercy. The heat got hotter. Ali starts to curse me. I feel bad, but he makes me feel badder. Chit, chit, chatter. Car starts to scatter. Breaking on out. We was northeast bound. Jetting on down at the speed of sound. 3 days coming and three more going. We get back and there was no slack. 490 man. Madison, we're here, Shy. He said, all right, Chip, see you tomorrow. Thinking about the past week, the last week. Hands go in my pocket, I can't speak. Hop in the car and torpedo to the shack. The Shaheed, we gotta go back. When he said why, I said we gotta go. Cause I left my wallet in El Segundo. Yeah, I left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. I gotta get it, I got to get it. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Come on, let's go. Come on, let's go. Come on, let's go.
Hi, I'm John Gilmore of the Electronic Frontier Foundation. For 15 years, we've protected your right to speak your mind online, from bulletin boards to podcasts. Join us at EFF.org.
Somehow, somewhere you love. troubles away. They're washing troubles away. They're washing troubles away.
Said the sun would last a billion years. Now Love the 80s, but tired of the usual hits. Satisfy your 80s fix with DJ Savoir Faire on Songs from the Squid Pod, Friday nights at 10 p.m.
This is a great social opportunity for us. Come on!
I think I'm nearly found you.
Meet me in downbeats, titillate your 80s chakra, and exhale through your inner garage. Songs from the Squid Pod with
my name is
Savoir. Friday nights at 10 p.m.
It's a date. It's a scam. Whatever. All right.
Only on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford.
Like a hurricane watch, the balmy breeze brought the power of the wind my way.
Play.
present. You saw the whole of the moon. The whole of the moon. You were there in the turnstiles with the wind at your heels. You stretched for the stars and you know how it feels to reach too high, too far, too soon. You saw the whole of the moon. I was grounded while you filled the skies. I was dumbfounded by truth. You cut through lies. I saw the rain, dirty valley. You saw Brigadoon. We'll be right back.
And this is Ed from Deerhoof.
You are listening to
WMFO in Medford.